Adventures of Ruby 3, Galactic Gumshoe. Part 2, The Invisible World. Chapter 4, The Boulevard of Dreams. While Ruby and Inanna grope about in the invisible world, let us return to our own solid world, the planet of Sumanula, where we find the noted archaeologist, Professor T.J. Tarrou.
Do you remember those good times we had? Remember the first time we met? Tell me about the first time. Remember my first words.
I know what you're thinking. The extinct race of the ancient Nullians had left behind a number of machines. They were all games. We had dug up the telekinesis game and the teleportation game and other telltale games, and by this time I had discovered where the final game was buried. In the marshes of Kush-Kush, in that sunken city called the Big Ooze.
Too late.
Just before I had opened the sealed chamber that held this ultimate game, it vanished. Who took it? Was it the mole people? No. They hibernate in the months that have an X in them, and this was Xavier Kugat month.
I still love you, Professor.
Oh. I had been dreaming. I was having the detective dream again. Knock, knock. What? Knock. Wait a minute. Knock, knock. Hold your knockers, I'm coming. Yeah, what? What are you, nuts?
No, I'm Roger Robot.
Roger Robot, huh?
You are perhaps Professor Tarrou?
Perhaps.
Roger has a message for Professor Tarrou.
In the middle of the night?
Right.
Right. Look, you metalhead, we're living in the twilight of the electronic age. Who ever heard of a hand delivering a message?
Well, it must be urgent.
Faster than the speed of light, huh?
May I present your message, Professor?
Give it here.
Soft or hard?
What?
Soft or hard?
Hard.
The copy.
Hard. Hard.
All right.
He's got an old antique matrix wedged in his mouth. Let's see it. All right. Go to the city of the electronic dead. You mean that abandoned, automated, rusting city?
Shrugs.
Shrugs, huh? Who sent this?
Roger, robot, never knows.
Just doing your job.
Right.
Yeah, well, thanks. Now beat it.
A hum.
A hum?
Uh-huh.
A tip?
Gratuity.
What do robots want with a tip?
Well, a couple squirts of oil.
A couple of squirts of oil? All right. Where do you want it?
Up here.
Hmm?
Over here.
Okay.
Down here.
You have moving parts down there.
No, I just like to be squirted.
Oh. Well, okay.
Ooh.
Hey, now get out of here. I looked up at the street sign, and sure enough, I was standing on the Boulevard of Dreams. As I stepped on the rusted slidewalk, it suddenly gave a jerk and started up. I stepped on. It stopped. I stepped on. I continued on into the dark heart of the city, moving down the Boulevard of Dreams. What? I swore I heard singing. I hopped off the slidewalk and listened. I thought so. I drew out my trusty .45 and I moved cautiously, creeping down the Boulevard of Dreams. There was a light up ahead, a lamppost. A woman was leaning against it. As I crept closer, I could see it was the singing android, all right. I looked at her leaning there, her sultry slouch, her voice moist in the humid night air. She looked like an angel. A halo fluttered around her head, and then I realized it was Moths.
Hello. Hello, Professor.
Hello, Angel.
You've aged well, Professor.
You look a little...
I've been around the block a few times.
I can see that. I thought androids were made to last.
We're a lot like humans.
Built in obsolescence?
That's right.
I see.
Do you remember those good times we had?
Yeah, I remember those good times.
Remember the first time we met?
I remember the first time.
Tell me about the first time.
Well, I would go off for months digging up old cities. I was all alone.
Except for the robots.
Yeah, except for those damn robots.
So you had me built.
I had you built, exactly to my specifications. You were everything I could dream of. Perfection itself.
Remember the day I was delivered?
I was so excited when I saw your box.
Like a mail-order bride.
Yes, my hands were shaking as I uncrated you. I tore off the layers and layers of packing until finally there you stood, fully assembled, my plastic goddess. Like Venus rising out of the sea of foam. Styrofoam.
Was I beautiful?
Oh, yes, you were beautiful. You were all curves and hills and valleys and mountains and
caves. So many places to explore.
Yes. My hands were sweating as I slid you out of the crate.
Remember my first words?
Your first words?
Hello, handsome.
Really?
Remember your first words?
My first words?
I've got something big to show you. And you took my hand.
Yeah, I took your hand.
We went outside.
Outside.
You pointed to the earth and you pointed to the stars and you said, "Welcome to heaven, Angel."
I said that?
Mm-hmm.
I was younger then.
Then we went inside and fooled around.
Fooled around?
Remember our first time?
Ah, I remember.
You had your hands full.
Yes, I had your operations manual in one hand. My other hand was on your buttons.
You pushed all the right buttons. Not in the right sequence.
Oh.
But not bad.
Ooh.
Do you miss me?
I do. I miss you, Angel Lips.
My days are numbered.
Numbered.
This is where we go when we become obsolete.
You mean this city of the electronic dead is...
The android dumping ground.
I see.
We come here to await final circuit failure.
Tough thing to await.
And then we're just landfill.
So that's why you're here in this abandoned automated city, leaning against a lamppost on the Boulevard of Dreams. Come back home, Angel Lips.
Too late, Professor.
Too late.
But I'll walk with your ways.
I see you still know how to walk. The ball and pinion joints don't need retirement, that's for sure.
I'll disintegrate soon.
Don't say that, Angel.
Forget me, Professor.
How can I forget those painfully precious memories being with you? Being without you, and then with you, and then without you, and now,
Go on without me.
Go on. Easy for an android to say, yeah, go on. Go aimless on. On, digging up old cities, digging and digging. And what do I have to show? A life full of holes?
I still love you, Professor.
Who taught this android to speak words of love with such alluring electronic nuance?
We have to part now.
Then, it's goodbye.
It's poof.
Poof? It's poof? You mean just poof?
Past eternal sound.
She fell apart. Fell into a little pile of parts. Can this be part of the ultimate game? And I scooped up her parts and carried them lovingly in my arms as I continued walking down the Boulevard of Dreams. As I move deeper into the heart of this dark city, the boulevard was becoming more active. Sidewalks slide merrily along. Neon lights flashed. Stylishly dressed androids stood in various poses, conversing or doing whatever it is they do. Sometimes they waved at me. I began to feel like a one-man parade.